If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI. It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Are you looking for a side hustle that provides sustainable recurring income with minimal daily upkeep? Well, that sounds impossible. Don't look for that. Just kidding. Today's episode is packed with ideas from digital products to subscription models. We can, in fact, create passive income. I do think it often requires some good work on the front end and then some maintenance usually as you go along, just to be real with you, because I want to make sure I'm always giving you promises that we can keep as opposed to like what you see on some YouTube videos or probably some Instagram videos as well. But it is possible to have recurring income, of course. So that's what we're going to talk about. A listener, Sophia from Baltimore, she's been around for a while and is ready to take the leap, specifically interested in ventures that provide subscription payments or recurring revenue and with as little daily micromanagement as possible. Okay, so that's an admirable goal. Let's talk about it. She wants some guidance on what kind of side hustles might best align with the goal, as well as understanding how to maintain that income stream once it starts. So, I mean, that sounds good to me. Who doesn't want recurring revenue, right? So let's look at the most common models and perhaps give you an idea to move forward with your own ideas, right? Because the whole point of Side Hustle School is to get you thinking and taking action. That's my hope. That's why we make this podcast every single day. What are the best hustles for recurring revenue? Today's question, the detailed version from Sophia and my answer coming up in just 30 seconds.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, Chris and team. This is Sophia calling in from Baltimore. I've been a fan of the Side Hustle School for a while, and I'm ready to start exploring ideas for earning recurring revenue myself. So, what types of projects or side hustles do you think are best suited for generating that consistent recurring income? Personally, I'm interested in ventures that don't require daily hands-on involvement, at least if you think that's possible.
Sophia, I love the question. I love the hustle, and I respect the idea of looking for some recurring revenue with less day-to-day involvement. So a couple of categories to consider. If you know up front, this is what I want. Number one, digital products. Consider an online course or ebooks. If you are skilled in a particular area, which everybody is skilled in something. Everyone's an expert in something. So you can create a course that sells continuously on a platform like Udemy or Teachable. We've had lots of examples of that in the podcast archives. And as for how it becomes recurring, well, the right kind of course, if it gets in one of these platforms' algorithms and it continues to sell, that is pretty cool, right? And some of them can actually be sold on a subscription basis, which leads me to my next comment. Subscription models can work well in various niches or industries categories. Could also be a monthly subscription box. We've had a number of those stories as well. Gourmet foods, books, skincare products. and, you know, a lot of work on the front end. But once you set up the suppliers and fulfillment process, then if you have enough of a base of users and as well as some new users coming in over time to account for those who cancel, that can lead to recurring revenue with minimal daily management. Next idea, affiliate marketing, starting a blog or YouTube channel or a TikTok channel. But I was thinking specifically of YouTube because some YouTube videos can continue to be seen over and over for months, sometimes years. Again, if it works with the algorithm, you have the right keywords, the content takes off. You know, there's a lot to it on the front end. I don't want to minimize that. But the right kind of blog or YouTube channel, using affiliate marketing, steering your viewers, readers, subscribers to make purchases from merchants. Some of those things, when they get set up, they can earn for months and years to come. So I mention these things because often when people think about recurring revenue, they think about rental properties and real estate. And yes, if you're open to that kind of upfront investment, then maybe that can work. But I think it's going to be a relatively low return on investment and a relatively high risk. So that's why I mention it last. One more thing I do want to say, like once your revenue stream starts, whatever it is, whether it's one of these categories or something else, it's really important to keep your subscribers or customers engaged. So I know that Sophia wants minimal daily work. I get that. But somehow this has to be built into the process, periodically updating your content, staying responsive to feedback, you know, just making sure you are updated, because that's what tends to happen with these kinds of projects is somebody builds something for a while and then they get a lot of money coming in. And then they stop paying attention to it and it never evolves. And so eventually the project declines. And, you know, just to be very honest and candid, I have done that a couple of times in my own life. You know, I'm really good at starting things and building things, less good once that recurring thing is up and running. So it's something you have to just be aware of. And some people do have a personality of wanting to continuously improve the same project. And that's great. If you have that, then you might be especially well-suited to a project like this. So I hope those comments are helpful. Sophia, cheering you on as always. Listeners, cheering you on. SideHustleSchool.com/questions. Also some free resources on the site. We'll keep featuring your questions throughout the year, along with updates from other listeners as they launch their projects. Thanks for being out there. A new episode tomorrow. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.